This is Vic from the Urban Vibe. We are here today with some of the counselors and tutors from the programs that TRIO offers. We are here to go over how we can qualify and what we can get out of joining. So I'm here today with
Justin,
Mariana,
Bob.
And like I said, we're just going to go kind of through the benefits of connecting. So the way I got into TRIOs was through a recommendation of another counselor who happened to work in one of their programs. But how would other people go about finding this if they're interested?
Absolutely. So one thing we always like to say and start with TRIO Student Support Services, we are located here at Urban Campus, but we serve students district-wide. So we do meet students in person, online, over phone calls, email. So there's many ways to meet with us, and you don't have to feel like you have to be present on the Urban Campus to be served. But basically, we always tell students that being in TRIO should not add anything to your plate. It should help take things off your plate. It's very student-driven. We want to help support you with any questions or concerns you have. And the easiest way to get connected to us is probably through our website, which has an interest form on there. And you can just use the DMAC webpage and go to the search bar and type in TRIO SSS or just TRIO, and that will get you to that homepage. And we can also include some email information stuff maybe at the end.
So the service is wide and far. For the ones on campus and off of campus, you offer most of them, both, right? Mm-hmm. So is there anything that people gravitate towards, like, more?
I would say that on campus is quite popular. I think, especially after the pandemic, we've definitely seen a rise of interest in, like, having more in-person meetings. But to ensure that we're still accessible, we want to maintain those, the availability of like those Zoom appointments, especially because we serve all campuses at DMAC. So, you know, I have a student over in like Newton, another student in Boone. And so I want to make sure that I'm available to them. And so we maintain those aspects and just ensure that they know that we're always available in the mode that is most accessible to them.
Awesome. So the services on and off, they cover like a wide range of things. So you had student advising for almost anything, right? So the degree work situation, finding out which ways to like get more financial aid is like you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we always tell students in our orientation, we are fully trained DMAC academic advisors like you would find on any campus. Where we kind of get separated or our difference is we only serve 220 students across the entire district. So we are very intentional, not in really like who we select, but in how we serve them. And we can do the academic classes, but we can also dig into financial aid. We can dig into the transfer piece. We could dig into that degree completion plan like you talked with. We're able to be more personal and intentional with our time because our caseload is much smaller. So we can answer those questions that other advisors may not have the time to answer or like the ability to answer due to their like area of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very individualized.
Very much so.
Do you guys have any like specific like cases where you could talk about taking a situation and then moving it forward without revealing too much obvious of students?
Sure. Like a example would be, I have a student that I worked with recently who was looking for an internship, and he needed to secure an internship this summer because this is what he needs to graduate. It's very close to graduation. So we worked on a couple of things. At first, he was like not sure about what he needed to do. And so we, you know, connected with the registration office and found out, okay, you need to get permission from the instructor. So we found that piece out, got him connected to them. Then I asked him about, you know, where you were with like your resume, because you have to probably have a resume to start applying for some of these internships. Hadn't updated that for a while, made an appointment with the career services office at Ankeny. And just it's just making those connections to ensure that like students know where to go, right? All in all, like he was able then, you know, to he did make that appointment, followed up, got his resume, and then started reaching out to his network to start you know, seeing where he could get that this internship placement. I, you know, met with him individually. We started looking at potential places that he could apply at. So this is some of that, you know, additional, like, more individualized work. Like, not every student's going to have this particular need, but because we have that privilege of working with such a small, like, a smaller caseload, we can really dig in and address his needs. So ultimately, yes, he secured an internship. He's going to graduate, and he's going to be off, you know, complete his degree at the end of the summer.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
And one thing I would add to that I think we can really benefit is just really clarifying college policies, mm-hmm. procedures, and expectations. So we obviously want students to be in good academic standing, not drop classes, things like that. But there are times when things happen. You have to do an appeal. You have to, like, what are your rights as a student? We can really help you dig into those, help you develop that letter or look into those policies to, you know, more individualized to help try to make that as successful as possible for you.
Yeah, navigation in general, going over like all the paperwork and figuring out where things need to go has been definitely a barrier for me, at least until I've joined the service. And then another thing that people talk about a whole lot is the tutoring and the computer lab and people having access to the individuals that they need to succeed. Do you want to go over any of the, like, how does one get the tutoring?
Yeah, absolutely. For the urban campus, we have a lab in which we have two tutors there typically. I personally am the science and math tutor, and we also have an English tutor. And so with the example, like figuring out career stuff, our English tutor also just loves to help with like cover letters or scholarship writing and things like that. So it's not just academic things. We can help with a whole host of things. But that would be one way to meet us there. But as we said, we serve the entire district. And so we serve students hours away from the urban campus, and we can serve them online. And so that is also a pretty convenient way that we could be able to meet and go over whatever students need to go over.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have in your back pocket, especially if you hit like a bump in a class you weren't expecting to full stop on. But other than the advisor help and navigating DMAC and navigating the academics, you guys do also a lot of trips. That's what my email is like full of. So do you want to talk about some of the trips you've been on this last 6 months?
That's actually one of my favorite parts mm-hmm. about TRIO Student Support Services or TRIO SSS is exposing students and allowing them to see those transfer campuses. So we, each semester in the fall and spring, we will for sure offer visits to Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, and Grandview. And then if there's student interest, a lot of times we go to Drake, Simpson Central, some of the local four-year universities as well. And just allowing students to get on campus, even if they're not, you know, necessarily intending to transfer there, just to kind of compare and contrast with the university or college they want to go to, or if they're, maybe they're not planning on transferring and just kind of want to see what a four-year campus is like and if it's something they might want to do in the future, it really opens their eyes, and you know, they can see if they feel at home there or if that's the right place for them, and then just start getting connected to those transfer advisors and their advisors that they'll have at that institution so they can feel comfortable reaching out and putting a face to a name.
Yeah, that's something that I have been putting on my list of to-do is to figure out if I need to go somewhere or if I can just do the whole online from the comfort of Des Moines. Other than college visits, though, you guys have some fun things that get randomly mixed in. I remember from my email something about Harry Potter Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do some cultural events as well. We want to ensure that, you know, we include some fun things for students to get exposed to and to provide that opportunity. So we provide, you know, for these like ticketed events, we'll, TRIO will cover the cost of the ticket. We will also provide transportation from the urban campus. And so if students don't have transportation available, if they're able to meet us here, we'll take them there and back from the event. Or if they're just more comfortable, honestly, I hate driving downtown. So if I can get a ride with someone, I will do that myself. And yes, like Harry Potter was one of our, recent events. I know Justin, you've done a few as well. You want to maybe talk about that too?
Yeah, there have been a lot that have been at the Civic Center that have been really fun. Mm-hmm. We did Spider-Man with a live orchestra. We did the Nutcracker, hip hop Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. And then most recently you did Naruto, which was, pretty awesome, especially because a lot of the events there typically could be high cost. And students just have different priorities. And so it's awesome that TRIO gets to do that. But there's also a lot of things about Des Moines that we get to learn. And so going to like the Sculpture Park, going to the Salisbury House, going to the Jordan House, really historic parts of Des Moines is really interesting to learn just the history and culture behind the city they live in.
So building out the community here between DMAC and the outstanding community, that's pretty cool. Is there anything else that I may be forgetting?
I think probably what we should have led with is TRIO SSS, or all TRIO programs, are federally funded. So Mariana kind of mentioned it. Everything we do is completely free and driven, like I said, by student interest and kind of what they want from us and how we can best serve them. You know, there's basic things that we need to collect, such as like eligibility forms, applications, you know, kind of just that paperwork piece. But beyond that, I guess there's no cost or prohibitive things of that nature that would, you know, prevent students from going on a campus visit or doing a trip to the Civic Center or things like that.
And then to find specifics on the eligibility and qualifications, you do just go to the like the TRIO's portion of the DMAC website. But does anybody want to go over like the main bullet points of that?
Sure. So to be to join TRIO, you do have to meet a number of qualifications. So first of all, you do have to be, you know, a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident. That just ensures that you're able to file a FAFSA, which we do need to have on file in order, because, again, we're federally funded. You must also be a first generation. You have to meet one of these qualifications. So being a first generation student, meaning that, like, you know, neither of your parents, one or both didn't complete college for your degree, having like limited resources, which we are able to also see from, you know, we have students fill a eligibility form, and that's, they're independent or dependent, kind of depends on that, but it's super easy. It takes them like what, like a minute to do. It's not very hard at all. And then another qualification would be if they have a physical or learning disability, if they have an IEP, for example, or a 504 in high school, then that would also allow them to qualify. There are other things, too, that we look for. So when we, you know, have our, you know, we have a student submit a form and we start, you know, kind of working with them, we'll also check to see if they're enrolled in at least 9 credits, if they've taken English 105, if they've completed it, their academic standing as well, and then what their goals are. So if they're planning to complete an AA or an AAS, right, and they're planning to transfer, like what are their goals and how we can serve them. Occasionally we'll have students that like will apply and are maybe not in good academic standing right now. We never want to discourage them either, right? We want to ensure that we still connect with them and talk with them and say, like, you know, maybe they don't qualify just yet, but we can still work with them and kind of coach them and see, like, okay, what would it take to get you back to good academic standing so that then you can join TRIO maybe next semester. So we'll definitely not, like, not talk to students either that do not quite, you know, qualify. I don't know if you want to talk more about that.
Yeah, I think really the only thing I would add to that is we're recruiting year-round, so it could be the middle of the semester, it could be the middle of summer. There's no right or wrong time to apply, and when we go speak to classes or reach out to students, I always just encourage him to apply. Like Mariana said, it takes less than a minute to fill out that interest form, and we will let you know if there's something that you don't qualify, or we'll go over that with you to work to see if maybe it's not the right time, but next semester, you know, you could join. So let us do that legwork. If you're interested, if you think it sounds great, we'd love for you to apply, and then we can sort through all of that on the back end for you.
Something I'd like to reiterate is they have a lot of options. You don't have to use all of them. This is a kind of like a buffet of services. You don't have to, if you already have your DMAT grad plan solid, then you're not going to have to sit there and prove to somebody you have it solid. If you're interested in going to a Civic Center event, you have to answer an email. That's about as much as you have to do. Maybe sign up a Google form. So if there's at least one thing you heard going, hey, I could use that, go ahead, fill out the interest form. It can be found at dmac.edu/urban/trio-SSS. Take less than a couple minutes. So thank you guys for coming out, speaking about the passion.
Thank you.
Thank you.